Blog Talk Radio.
Organizing Solutions on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back. Today is May 21st. Like I said, my name is Jennifer Ryan, and we are live, 8 p.m. on Sunday night, Eastern Daylight Time. Call us and join the conversation. Ask your questions. I have a few questions to ask you as well. In fact, one of them is a solution on how to fix a perfume bottle where the nozzle broke off. What do you do when things like that happen in your life? How do you deal with it? What can you offer me as a solution? Brand new bottle of spray cologne. Dropped it on the floor. I must have been tired. Did I ever tell you that story about being tired? We'll get to it. Anyway, my website, www.createneworder.com. And this is blogtalkradio.com/createneworder. You can find all of my on-demand shows. And if you're coming on tonight, you can go to the link of the on-air now. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, Create New Order, like the page and earmark it so that it will give you reminders of when the show is going to be on. Whether we're live or not, every Sunday night we broadcast between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Send your questions to me at my email, solutions@createneworder.com. And the phone number to call in live and join the conversation is 657-383-0732. And a thank you, as usual, every week. We want to make sure we thank bensound.com for their great music, for the lead-in and the breaks on the show. And, you know, I enjoy it. And the lead-in is called Success. The lead-in is called Happiness. Their Success version somebody purchased, which I think is fantastic for Ben Sound in particular. So what's trending this week? What are we talking about? What is going on? Honestly, we're all about solutions and what those solutions are. I am on a bit of a tear this week about rudeness, and we're going to talk about that throughout the theme of the show. Rudeness and how people's behavior lately, whether they're driving or shopping or walking on the sidewalk or whatever, people are incredibly rude. And I don't even think that they realize they're being rude. I think they're so locked into their head and their own thoughts that they are careless. They're careless toward other people. They're careless even toward themselves. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as we come up. Once again, this is May 21st, 2017. Today was a beautiful, sunny, clear day, a little windy. A bit of a chill in the air. Yesterday was really chilly. Last night was really chilly. And we had a couple of real hot days this past week on the East Coast. And this week coming is rain. And here on the East Coast, you're going to see mostly rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or cloudy at least on Wednesday. And then some mild temperatures for spring. So we're going to have some real actual spring weather, which is good. Hopefully people do their planting today. A lot of people were out at nurseries here in New York City, over the bridge, the George Washington Bridge, all the way up to Bear Mountain was the Grand Fonda bike race. It was something I had planned to do, and then I planned to be in Europe at this time, so I didn't train for that race, which is okay because things have been pretty busy, and I've been training in another way. which I'll get to as well. But this week coming is rain. So I want to talk about organizing and lifestyle solutions and planning and creating the life that you want. Rainy weather during the warmer season can be very, very cathartic for us and very cleansing. The rain coming and being in decent weather, you can still go out and take a walk in the rain, grab your umbrella or your rain slicker and take a walk. And you can do a lot of reflecting and a lot of contemplating in the rain. It gets a different mood and a different feeling to us when we're putting some thought into who we are, what we want in life, and where we are in our life. So I challenge you this week, and if you have something else to offer as far as rainy days and how you approach them to move forward towards your projects or ideas or even just beginning to figure out what it is your next steps are going to be and how you're going to handle the stresses of everyday life that hits you, call in tonight. Give me a call at 657-383-0732 and tell me what your solutions are to your next steps in planning. Am I on the right track? Are you listening? Because I want to listen to you. I want to hear what your dilemmas are and your questions are that are keeping you from moving forward in your life. Tonight I have a little bit of a sore throat. I might be just a little bit run down. I was at a party on Long Island with some friends last night, and it was really good to see friends, and that is our Girl in Town segment, which I will also get to in a few minutes. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, Create New Order, Solutions, Lifestyle, and Organizing, finding the answers. What are the questions that you have? What clutter do you want to clear? Find us on www.createneworder.com and blogtalkradio.com/create new order. Email me at solutions@createneworder.com and call in live right now. It is just a little after 8 on Sunday night, May 21st, 2017. And that number is 657-383-0732. Tonight we talk about what it is you're noticing about everybody else and how it's affecting you, as well as a little bit of money talk, a little bit of inspiration talk, things that I've learned over the last week. In my cup tonight is a nice dark roast coffee blend that I need a little boost, a little bit of sore throat, a little bit run down. That's because I've been pretty busy. And the weather again, today was a glorious day on the East Coast. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think it got up to about 70, 72 degrees, but there's rain coming. So prepare for the rain and start planning what you're going to do with your time stuck indoors. So let's get to the meat of it. Let's talk about money a little bit. On Mondays, as a professional organizer and strategist, when I work with people who really want to get a handle on their life and how to approach the things that they really don't want to do, I suggest Mondays is about mail and money. You've heard me talk about this before, and I'll talk about it again, I'm sure, many times. But I'm going to mention some money matters here on Sunday, approaching our Monday, so that you can put these things in your head. I'm going to make a plug for Alexa Von Tobel. She is the founder, certified financial planner and founder of the Learn Best system. LearnBest.com is her website. She has a book out. In fact, it was, I think, 2 years ago that I purchased her book and downloaded it. And it's got some very, very healthy approaches to money and very sturdy, easy to read and understand information for you to get your financials in check. Even if you think they're in check, we always have the opportunity to learn something new. And one of my goals for this year is to really focus on my financials and my attitude toward money and my behavior with money and save a lot more and really, really bear down on saving for retirement more than I've done before. And at 52, that's a very strong statement and really structured, focused approach is what I need at this point you know, financially. So I offer this to you, Alexa Von Tobel. I was listening to her show, and on her show, she did talk about Tony Robbins' new book, Unbreakable, which is downloaded in my Kindle, but I haven't started reading it yet. I downloaded it a couple of weeks ago because I thought that it would, again, enhance my approach to looking at money and understanding what I need to do to make my life even stronger financially. Now, what was mentioned on the show today that I want to mention tonight so that people, you know, hear, and what are your problems with money, and how are you unorganized with your money? Give a call at 657-383-0732 and let's talk about it for a few minutes, and maybe I have some resources for you, or maybe we can walk that path together in some way. But Alexa Von Tobel is a certified financial planner, and she highly recommends that everybody have one. And this is a person who really works with you to focus in on your needs financially and help you make each step to get there. You know, it's very much like having a doctor, you know, that is, you know, in your corner and taking, you know, working with you and partnering with you to keep you as healthy as possible. A certified financial planner may be somebody you need to speak to that will help you understand what it is you need to do. I mean, she had a caller on her show who got into a tax situation that, you know, was so overwhelming and, you know, owing the IRS something like $150,000, you know, which included penalties and whatnot. That is a person that not only needs a certified financial planner and needed one prior to getting into this problem, but also a tax attorney. And she recommends a certified financial planner because that is the person who's going to put you in touch with all the people that are going to help you figure out bad situations, but also going to figure out the normal situations. And what are the normal situations that we're all faced with money? Obviously, do we make enough? Do we live beyond our means? Do we want to dial things back? Do we want to save more for retirement? Do we think we're never going to see retirement anyway? We're going to work forever. Or we are saving for retirement. And this is the key that I want to bring to your attention. 401ks are a very big question. And apparently, up until about 10 years ago, 401ks did not have to disclose to you what your fees were being charged on your 401k. They didn't have to tell you. And most people didn't ask. And what was being talked about on the show today, Alexa Von Tobel's show, is they were talking about the difference between a 1% and a 3% fee structure for the fund. And what was absolutely fascinating was the numbers that made huge differences based on the fees. And I'm going to paraphrase, and I'm going to get this slightly wrong, because I did not write down word for word, and I'm sure that if you go to her website, you'll be able to download her show or even make this question to her. But I'm telling you this because it's something that I think everybody should pay attention to if they have a 401k. And this is a project that shouldn't take a lot of time to get the information you need, but you need this information to be smart about your money and your choices and what's happening with whoever's making the choices for your money in your 401k fund. The difference between a 1% and 3% is something like this. Two people go into the same fund at the same age, say at 30, and one of them has a 3% fee structure based on the 401k, and one of them has a 1%. Same matching, same contribution, and blah, blah, blah. Well, over a 20-year period or up until retirement period, I think it's up until retirement period, the person with the 1% fee-based structure on their 401k is going to have something like $780,000 in that 401k. And that 401k is going to last that person until they're like 95 years old. The other person with the 3% fee structure at retirement is going to have about $435,000 in their 401k. And that 401k is only going to last until they're about 75. Or, yeah, 75. They are going to run out of money. the one with the 3% fee structure. Now, what's interesting is now these funds do have to disclose what your fee structure base is on your 401k. They do have to tell you now. And if they don't tell you now, and if you're not aware of what your fee structure percentages are, there is a website that you can go to and find out what your fees are based on your fund. Now, you have to call your funds in order to get this, but you can uncover the fees in your plan. There's a phone number that you can call, and there is a search you can do in America's Best 401ks. You have to fill out the information. You have to, you know, in order to do this, but there is a fee structure. So you would go to America's Best 401k.com. Now, I access this website through showmethefees.com, and it brought me to this uncovering your 401k plan fees. So you would need to enter what your plan is, who your plan provider is, and who you are, an employee or an employer, and you hit see results, and it will give you the fees. It will tell you what the fees are on the plan that you have. Now, if you have a 1% fee structure, you know what? Take a look at what your money's doing and be grateful and be happy and move on down the road. If you have a 3% fee structure and you're still using the same 401k, what I would do and what I would recommend doing, and this is the project for you, is find out what your options are through your employer and find out what you can do with that 401k, if at all, anything. First of all, you're already making the contributions and your money is compounding. However, it's not compounding at the highest level that you want it compounding for you and your retirement for your best life. The fees on a lot of these funds are very high and you're not aware of them, and they have a long-term impact on your money. So as a money organizational focus for this week, I recommend you go to this website. If you have a 401k, showmethefees.com or americasbest401k.com. And look up your fund and find out what the fees are being charged. Get smarter with your money and really start asking the questions, even if you don't know the answers. If you have a certified financial planner, congratulations. If you don't have one, find one. If you're not working with a financial planner to manage your money and your funds, get one. Personally, I have one through UBS. And I'm going to invite them to come on to the show. If anybody would like some direct information into who I'm using and a recommendation, I can definitely offer you several. I know many people who are handling funds and working with people. I have another person who I've known for several years who is working in this field as well, who I'll be working with as well on another fund. So you don't have to put all your eggs in one basket, but find the right people that are going to work for you and help you answer the questions and understand your money and the funds that are out there for your retirement and for your future. Now let's talk about your end game, and let's talk about simpatico and karma. But first, the number to call in to join the conversation, please answer this question for me. How are you managing your money better today than you used to? Or, better still, ask the question, how do you want to get organized in order to do that? Give me a call at 657-383-0732. And you can find me online at blogtalkradio.com/create-new-order. And you'll see that we're live on the East Coast. So give a call and tell me what you're doing about your money matters or what is overwhelming you about money matters. So next up, we're going to talk about Girl in Town. And Girl in Town did a couple of things this week that are pretty big housekeeping items. I went and had blood work done this week because I have a physical next week, and it's been a few years since I had a physical. Now, I keep myself as healthy as possible. Yes, I play with a little bit of weight. All right, if you're listening, if you're perfect, I'll never measure up. And if you're not perfect, come on, work with me and let's stay as healthy as we can possibly stay and make good food choices and good health choices. So I am working on, again, taking off a few of the winter pounds that I put on, and I've taken off a few this week. And then in the next couple of weeks, my goal was 10 pounds before Memorial Day, and then I have a few more after that. And really what I'm doing is eating as clean as possible. And so girl in town went to the doctor. She had her blood work, which went really, really easy. And then she walked around Huntington, New York. Huntington, Long Island is a great little town, and it's had its share of, I guess, downfall. You know, our little towns in America are falling apart because the small little guy who has unique products and unique ideas can't seem to afford the real estate rents. And the bigger stores are coming in, which makes every single town look the same. You know, every town having the same stores and the same options. It's almost like, why do we want to go anywhere? And what are we going for? The food? Now, when we go from town to town to town to experience different foods and different cuisines and different styles, boy, is it enjoyable. It's almost like the world is marketed towards food, and we all have big food issues. You know, we're always focused in on, do we look our best? Are we thin enough? Or, you know, are we stylish enough? And I'm going to suggest to everybody, just take a step back and really try to take good care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Make good choices. I mean, eat an apple instead of a bag of chips, because you know what? It tastes good. It's going to keep you full longer. It's sweet. It's enjoyable. It's fueling for your body. It's natural sugars that are not, you know, refined sugars. They're whole foods. It's clean eating. It's amazing how much better you're going to feel. I go up and down and back and forth on being good to myself and not good to myself. And let me tell you something. Change your mindset when it comes to food and fuel. Cheesecake is not being good to yourself. That is the opposite of being good to yourself. Eating cheesecake may be a decadent treat, but it shouldn't be anything more than that. A decadent treat comes very rarely, like once a year, not once a month. That's where we get into trouble, and we are not taking care of ourselves. So what are you doing to be good to yourself with food? How are you making better choices? Give me a call and join the conversation. Tell me what you've got going on, 657-383-0732, and find out what plans I'm not following. How about not follow any plan except healthy choices? Eat less, move more. That's the only way to go. So, girl in town, blood work, walked around Huntington, Long Island. I did not buy anything that day, so I didn't spend any money, which is the money fitness that I talked about a little while ago, that I'm really trying to reevaluate what I need, what I want. You know, I love clothes, and I love shoes, and I love bags, and I love to look nice. But I have enough. I have a lot of options in my closet. And really fitness, physical fitness right now is more important to me than the clothes I wear. And that feels pretty good. That feels very healthy. So what else did Girl in Town do? Girl in Town went up to Pascack, New Jersey, and played some tennis with the ski club. We had a nice time and a good group and really good games on one of the hottest days so far this year on Wednesday afternoon. And then again today, I played tennis at Fort Lee Rec Center, and we had a good 2.5 hours. I've been practicing every day, and I'm going to keep practicing because I can see a difference. And what kind of rackets are you using out there? I had a conversation about tennis on the court today with the players I'm playing with. It took some time to find some groups to play with. And one of the comments from Howard on the court today was, he's 79 years old, and you should see him play tennis. You would never know he's 79 years old. He's in great shape. He plays well. He moves across that court, you know, sometimes much better than I do. And he was saying that tennis in his opinion, is dying out. A lot of people don't join tennis clubs. A lot of people don't join and make commitments on a weekly basis for tennis. And I wonder, do you play tennis? Did you play tennis? And what do you think about that statement? Is it dying out? You know, I only started the game a few years ago, so I'm brand new to it, and I'm loving it. Why would it be dying out? Is physical fitness and sports and this kind of activity, you know, falling to the wayside in our lives? Call in. Let me know what you think at 657-383-0732. And I have bad knees, folks, and I'm still out there and I'm playing. I'm not giving up, not giving up anytime soon. Plus, I love the game. I really enjoy the game. It is one of two things that I have found in my life ever that completely engages me physically and mentally at the same time. The only thing I've ever experienced aside from tennis as an activity is ballet. Those are the two things that completely engage my body and mind, that really enhance my lifestyle, that enhance my focus, enhances my fitness level. It has changed my life. It has given me a new balance, and it is such a source of enjoyment. Now, talk about the physical fitness and the physical aspects of tennis. I was listening to another radio show, Jenny McCarthy's radio show on Sirius FM, and she was talking about it. It was a rerun. I was listening to it this morning while I was driving back from Long Island, and I was listening to her talking about Wednesday, her show is Weight Wednesday. And she talks about exercise and diet and the whole conversation that she was having. And it was a rerun. I would have loved to have called in and had a conversation about this. It's her question to her audience, and I pose the same question to you, is what do you do for yourself to get yourself to exercise when you don't want to? How do you motivate yourself, and how do you inspire yourself to go and do it? Many years ago, I had a client, Glenn, who lived out on the North Fork of Long Island. It was Watermill is where he lives. And he was not exercising, and he had young children, and he was, besides running his own business and besides having real estate assets that he managed and monitored for himself and his family as partners, he did volunteer work. He did volunteer work for his church, and he did volunteer work for a couple of other organizations. And he really was stressed for time. And many of us are. Many of us overstress ourselves and overwhelm ourselves and fill our time up. And then we realize that we've overextended ourselves, because the thing that we cut out of the equation is our own self-care. And Glenn and I had this conversation. We're sitting in his office, and he was telling me about his treadmill downstairs. I never even got out of his office. We really worked to organize him in his office so that he was working as efficiently as possible. And as we were talking, and the coaching piece of what I do for clients in organizing and building their lifestyle, or correcting things or removing the clutter within their lifestyle, is, he said he's put on a few pounds and he has no time to exercise. Well, exercise should not be something that's removed in order to do other things. If you're going to do other things, the time you spend on those other things should be lessened by the self-care approach that you need to maintain in your life. Because if you don't care for yourself, if you don't keep yourself healthy and fit, you'll be no good to any of the organizations you volunteer for, or the organizations that you own and run or work for. You know, those responsibilities are sustained by a healthy lifestyle and being strong and being fit. So what I suggested to him sounded absolutely ridiculous. And going to the conversation, this is what I would have offered on Jenny McCarthy's show. What do you do to keep yourself motivated or make yourself exercise when you don't want to? And what I suggested to Glenn at that time was 3 minutes a day. And he looked at me, and he just roared. His expression was like I was totally and completely crazy. And then he just roared laughing, like 3 minutes. What the heck is 3 minutes going to do? I said, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You and I have an appointment next week. The only thing I challenge you to do is to get on the treadmill for 3 minutes a day, and that's it. No more than 3 minutes a day, every single day until I see you again. So he laughed at me and he said, okay, I can handle 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes. I said, you don't have to change clothes. You just get up and get ready for work, and in 3 minutes, you can do it. If you can grab an extra cup of coffee, or if you can grab a second helping of breakfast, you can get on, instead of doing that, you can get on a treadmill for 3 minutes. So just get on a treadmill for 3 minutes. Well, he laughed. We left it at that. That was the end note of the conversation and our appointment. And the following week, I came back, and he looked great. Now, you know, I don't know if he lost any weight in that first week. I don't really recall, and I haven't pulled this file to telling you this story. But here's what happened. I looked at him. I said, you look great. Why do you look so good? And he said, I really thought you were crazy when you suggested the 3 minutes a day on the treadmill. And I said, yeah, so tell me what happened. And he said, well, I got on the treadmill the first day and I did 3 minutes and I just got off of it and I laughed and I thought to myself, this was ridiculous. And I was dressed for work and I went off to work. But I thought about it all day. He said, I got up the second day and I got on the treadmill all prepared to do 3 minutes. And I realized, well, I'm here. I might as well stay here. He said, so I have done 7 days worth of 30-minute workouts on the treadmill, and I feel fantastic. And I said, you know, I'm really happy to hear that because you look great. I'm glad you feel great. I said, but I'm sorry because you've spent all that time on the treadmill, and I'm sure it had an impact on your productivity, and you didn't get done what you needed to get done for your business and for the organizations that count on you. And he said, on the contrary, I got more done. My attitude was better and my energy level was higher by doing 30 minutes a day on the treadmill. So I have to thank you because I have a feeling your approach was the way to really get me to think about and to see that a very small amount of time every single day consistently makes a bigger impact on what I can get done. So thank you. And that was the conversation. So I share this story with you tonight so that you can think about 3 minutes on a treadmill or a 3 minute walk outside. If you have a dog, there's absolutely no reason you should be opening your door and letting the dog run out into your backyard. If you don't want to go and exercise, you should be leashing your dog and walking your dog around the block because at a minimum, you're out spending time with the animals, out in nature, which is always inspiring, even if you suffer from allergies, and I'm sorry if you do. Many people this year are suffering terribly. But it gets you out and it gets you walking. It gets you exercising. So a simple walk around the block could be enough to just give you enough energy to get through the day. So that's the fitness I want to add to. The additional piece, and I'm going to mention Jenny McCarthy again and her show, is that she talked about people like us who suffer from depression or get depressive and we just don't want to move. Anybody who suffers from any kind of depression or the blues somehow has to make themselves move. That is the antidote to feeling down, is to move so you feel up. So anything that it is that you can do to get yourself out the door, if it's a matter of eating healthy, don't buy more food than lasts you one day. You must then go to the store every day. If you can walk to the store every day, that could even be better. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Lifestyle and Organizing Solutions. Please give us a call with your questions, 657-383-0732. And let's talk about that perfume bottle. And maybe you have a solution for me, or I just throw it out, or I go back to the store and see if they'll replace the bottle for me. But there must be a way to deal with this little dilemma. I can't be the only person this has happened to. I recently bought a new bottle of perfume, and I was tired, and I was sitting at my dressing table. Yes, I have a vanity, and everybody, I believe, should have a dressing table in their life. It keeps everything organized and in a place where nothing can be lost or misplaced or in the way on the bathroom counter, like cosmetics and fragrances. But I was sitting and I opened the cap on a spray cologne and I dropped it on the floor and the nozzle head sprayer broke off. So if you have a solution to this, I would really love to hear from you. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com, or you can call me right now at 657-383-0732, because this has happened to me before, and I never really investigated the solution, and I did a little bit of Googling, but there must be some way of dealing with this, other than returning the bottle. There must be, and if there isn't, I surrender. But I've messed with it and fooled with it, and I dropped the bottle on the floor, and it hit just right. The nozzle broke off. So it's broken. You can see the inside had a plastic molded piece to the stem that comes out of the cologne bottle. So I popped it back out on, tried to use it, and I can get it to spray and just sort of drip, so I can get the cologne out in that way. But it's a pain in the neck, and I'm going to end up dropping it again, and it's going to be really frustrating. I'm not going to create stress and frustrating obstacles in my life. That's not going to happen. So I'd like to find a way to fix it. Now, some of the Google recommendations are just take the collar off, really carefully, or pull the stem out and then find a little teeny cork to go in the bottle and just use it, and dab it on. And okay, that's all well and good, but is there some way to replace that piece? I don't know. Maybe you know, and you can offer me a solution at 657-383-0732. What are you going to do with the rain this week? I suggest organizing. How about get organized in some way this week? And again, we were talking about money matters earlier, and Alexa Von Tobel, who I have her book, and I listened to her show on the radio, and I will tell you that it's so important that you face your fears. It is so important that you face the unknown in your life and not just trust somebody else to make the decisions for you. That's where we get into trouble, because we believe something somebody tells us without asking further questions and investigating further. Like I mentioned, the 401k. You have a 401k plan through your job. Your employer makes contributions as well, whether they're matching or not matching, whatever the case may be. And everything's great and your money is growing, but you don't know what the fees are, that there are hidden fees taking your money. So always ask more questions. Do a little bit of further work to understand what's going on in your life that will or won't support your life going forward. Unbreakable, Tony Robbins, is a book that I will be reading. And again, it goes to money matters and paying attention to money. And let's talk about the $5 game. The $5 game that I have been playing for a couple of years now. And it's my little playful way of saving money. I don't spend $5 bills. When I use cash, which I'm using more and more these days, the debit card was working really well for me. But now I'm using cash because I'm finding I'm managing my money better by using cash. Do you use cash? Give me a call and let me know at 657-383-0732. So what happens is whenever I get change in a $5 bill, I sink it. It goes away. I put that money away and I save my $5 bills. When I get $100 in fives, I put a little binder clip on them and then I put them away. And I just add them up and I just stockpile these $5 bills. Not because I love $5 bills, but because it's an easy way and a fun way for me to put a little bit of cash aside. The first year I did this, I saved $4,700. $4,700. And I thought to myself, if I wasn't sinking these $5, where would that $4,700 have gone? nowhere. So where it did go, what I ended up doing with that money is going on vacation and buying an antique dining room set. Yeah, that's what I spent the money on. And now I'm so proud of myself for my antique dining room set. I'm so happy with the vacation I took. But the fact was, I effortlessly was able to afford these things by making little steps. That's what Create New Order is about. It's taking little steps, adding them up to a bigger goal. Taking little steps toward the lifestyle you want and adding them up to reaching that goal. Taking little steps to organize the functions, the motivations, the actions that you need to take in order to live better or easier or have more space around you or keep the things that you love well organized and not overwhelming, not encumbering, not making us feel bad about those things. That's what it is. Little steps, like $5, like pennies add up. 100 pennies is a dollar. Add those dollars up. Save them in a jar and put that mad money away. So what else is trending that I wanted to talk to you about tonight and put in your brains? The idea is to focus in on the hardest things about your life or what's cluttering between your ears. It's about that kind of focus and facing your fears that's going to bring you to the next level. I want to say thank you to, do I have an update on my mail here? I want to get her name right. And I bought some beautiful knives at a holiday craft show for myself because I've always had the challenge of having terrible knives that I constantly have to sharpen that really don't balance well in my hands. And I splurged and I bought myself some German steel carving and chopping knives. And I will be buying more of them and I will be buying them as gifts. They're pretty expensive, but they were worth every single penny. Well, I got into a conversation with the man who sold those knives to me, and his wife is a realtor down in Delaware, and her name is Joanne Brandt, and she's with EXP Realty in Bethany, Delaware. And she gave me a call today, and I thought it was interesting because I have been absolutely positively focused on my goals and my end game. And my end game is a cottage on the water. That is what I want my life to look like. That is how I want to live. And I want to live on the ocean. Yes, I'll take a lake. I'll take the bay. I'm not sure about a canal, but we'll see. But that's what I want. I want a cottage on the water. I want to wake up every day and I want to have my coffee while looking at the water. I want to broadcast to you while looking at the water. That is the lifestyle I want to live. That is what I want to do with the rest of my life. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I do know how. Every single day, I'm going to take another step forward to reaching that goal. Whether it's focusing on my money, whether it's focusing on my work, whether it's focusing on this show, whether it's focusing on publishing the book, which is coming soon, folks. So stay tuned for that announcement. But every day, make little steps. Focus in on the positive attitude toward reaching my goals about having the ability to make it to that end game and to work hard from my heart to help other people as I move along. Well, the interesting thing is this afternoon after I played tennis, which, by the way, me and my partner won one set. And then me and my partner lost one set, two sets, 50%. 50% is pretty good. I'm going with that percentage. It's better than my old percentage, 0%. So I'm making improvements. But I focused in and I was sitting and I was relaxing and I was looking at my vision board, which we've talked about, which I think we'll talk about again. And I was focused on my vision board, which has all of the things that I want to develop about myself, my lifestyle, my environment, and my future. And that is my vision board, the vision of what my life looks like. And I was looking at a cottage on the ocean, and then my phone rang, and it was a Delaware number, and I picked it up, and it was Joanne Van Brandt. And Joanne Van Brandt, Brandt, B-R-A-N-T, and she is EXP Realty in Bethany, Delaware, and she's calling me now 6 months later, which is okay with me, and she called to ask me what it is I'm looking for, what my time frame looks like, you know, and if she can be of assistance to me. I had just gotten finished really focusing in on and welcoming my end result of that cottage on the ocean, and then she called me. Coincidence? Call it what you will. But I know I'm getting closer and closer to that goal in my life and building the lifestyle that I really want to live. And it's little steps every single day. Just take a step every day. It doesn't matter if it's 3 minutes on a treadmill or 30 minutes on a treadmill. You're making an advancement. It doesn't matter if you spend an hour at your vision board and really meditating on it, or a few minutes just to look at it and say, yes, I'm going to make it. It's a positive attitude that will bring you to your end game. That's what it's all about. It's about me, girl in town, going and exploring, or simply making sure I take care of myself by going to the doctors, by seeing financial planners and speaking to people about good advice on what to do with my money, or girl in town going and playing tennis and staying active for my own benefit, my mental and physical well-being. It's about exploring life and making your life an event. Everything you do should be an event. Going to the grocery store should be an event. Going out and seeing your grandchildren should be an event. Sitting at home and relaxing should be an event that you appreciate and don't take for granted. Everything that you do should be an event, and you should show up for it. You should take good care of yourself. You should dress for it. You should go out and wear a smile and be kind to not only yourself, but to others. Which gets me to the tear I've been on this week. I've been on a bit of a tear on rudeness. Rudeness is not using a directional in your car and expecting everybody around you to understand what you're supposed to do. And then when somebody doesn't understand what you were doing because you gave them no indication, not flipping them off. Rudeness of people walking around on their cell phone, their smartphone, reading and paying attention to other people when there's a room full of people around you to spend time with who care about you, instead of being present and in the moment. Or worse, there are people on their cell phone walking in front of you and they stand in the doorway and you can't get by. Or you're coming out of a train or an elevator and you can't get out because people are standing and blocking you from coming out because they want to come in. What happened to common courtesy? Anybody have any ideas on that one? Give me a call and join the conversation tonight at 657-383-0732. And let me know what you're doing about rudeness. I'm going to tell you another story of just inconsiderate behavior, lack of courtesy, and just plain rude. It's really absurd behavior that I'm going to tell you about. My two-year-old grandson, Holden, and I took a walk to a park, which is right around the corner from his house. And we went on Saturday, and we were very carefully walking across the street and down the sidewalk, and we're singing songs and talking, and Holden was holding bubbles. We're going to blow bubbles in the park. And the park has a fenced-in park. You know, it's a big field, really. And people go and play ball and, you know, football and practice baseball with their children on the big lawn. And dogs run there, but you're supposed to keep them leashed on the big field area. And yes, you're supposed to clean up after your dog. And then there's a small playground that it has two slides, it's climbing on kind of thing. And then like a little playhouse area, and there's some swings and some benches, I guess, for parents to sit on. And I brought my two-year-old grandson there, and we went into this little area, and nobody was there. It was just the two of us. And he was running around, and he was playing. He was climbing up, and he went all the way up to the top to the big slide, but he didn't go down it, which I was really surprised because my daughter said it makes her nervous, but he goes down, you know, make sure he sits. And, okay, so I'm playing with him, and I'm blowing bubbles, and we're laughing, and we go up. And he didn't go down the slides. He was just climbing around, and we were running around, and, you know, he was falling down, and picking up and laughing and chasing and just having a grand old time for ourselves. And it was time to go. He was getting tired and no other children were around, and he was getting a little bored with grandma, and the bubbles ran their course. And we were leaving, and a woman with two dogs approached the play area, and she had the two dogs on harnesses and leashes, and they were very well groomed and cared for dogs. And I smiled at her, she smiled back, and off we went. She went into the playground with the dogs, and she took them off the leash, and the dogs were running free in the playground where children play, where my toddler grandson was just rolling around and falling down in this play area. Now, I don't expect play areas that are outdoors to be, you know, 100% germ-free. In fact, I don't want them germ-free because I think we build our immune systems by encountering germs and we get stronger and healthier for that. But this woman let these dogs off, and you know that these dogs are going to urinate and defecate in this play area for children. It wasn't a dog run. It was for children. It is for children. So I turned around and I went back. And I said to her, you know, this isn't a dog run. You're not supposed to have dogs in here. This is for children. And she looked at me very rudely and sourly, and she said, they are my children. And I said to her, this is where my grandson plays, and this is not where dogs should be using because it's not a dog run. And she just looked at me and turned away and proceeded with what she was doing. I was shocked. Now, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just walked away and never bring my grandson back there again. But how many people don't realize when they bring their babies in this little play area that dogs have been in there using it as if it was a dog run? How many people aren't thinking that? Because they're not thinking that people would do this. Well, it goes to the same motivation that I want you to go and ask the questions about the interest rates on your 401k or your interest fees on your 401k. It goes to the same premise of what I suggested earlier. Ask questions and think beyond the immediate and think beyond what you think is right or typical and what could be happening. I'm not saying to keep yourselves wrapped up and away from the world, and I'm not saying be rude to other people. Go into a conversation with people. Going into a dog run with a dog is fine. That's not where children play. That's not ever where children should be. First, dog runs are dangerous for children because they can't generally control an animal. But you know, they can be knocked down because dogs really can get rough with each other. That's the whole point of the dog run, so that they can socialize and play. But really think beyond the immediate and think about what rude people might be doing that you're not aware of. So my story of rude, but what has happened to us? I mean, you want to run your dog. There are dog runs on Long Island. There are dog runs just about everywhere. Sometimes they may not be convenient. Sometimes they may not be in your neighborhood. You may have to put your dogs in the car. But in the area we were in on Long Island, I'm sure this woman has a yard. So the dogs can run in the yard. And if you want a big open field, great, run them in the field. But in a playground area where little children play, I don't think that's appropriate to put your dog. But what do I know? What do I know? I'd like to know what you know. So this is your last chance to give a call in at 657-383-0732 at blogtalkradio.com. This is Create New Order Lifestyle and Organizing Solutions, and I am your host, Jennifer Ryan. The number, again, is 657-383-0732. Usually, I want to be very supportive of anybody and their own personal style and their own personal confidence about their bodies or their look or their choices. But I got to mention something that's really been disturbing me lately and on my mind. And I'm going to mention it to you. Personally, I think we should always put our best foot forward. And I think that we should strive to look groomed, that we should be clean, that we should be kept, no matter what your personal style is, whether you're tattooed from head to toe, you decide your hair is going to be magenta in color or really short and cropped, it doesn't matter. But if you're somebody who has confidence in yourself and takes good care of yourself, that's going to show no matter what your personal style is. But there's a trend, or there's mistakes being made out there, and maybe Glamour do's and don'ts have covered this, and maybe I'll talk to Glamour magazine about it as well. Ladies, what's with the eyebrows lately? I've noticed that, and trends in eyebrows have changed, you know, dramatically, just like hair styles and cuts and clothing styles and cuts have changed. You know, big, you know, dark, bushy eyebrows have been in, and very thin or completely shaven and drawn on eyebrows have been in, and we've seen them on celebrities, you know, and in fashion for, you know, hundreds of years. But lately, it's almost as if the eyebrows on people are comical. They are sort of cartoonish or illustrative, and not, they don't look good. Some of them are very clowny, the way they're drawn on or shaped or both. Some are tattooed on. Some people are wearing eyebrows that just don't match their hair color. And these are people who are really well dressed, who are appearing with very strange looking, very odd eyebrows. So if you don't call in tonight to have this conversation and maybe help me figure this out, because it's distracting. I'm finding myself distracted and like quizzically looking at people with eyebrows that, you know, look like a comma above each eye. And I don't get it. I don't understand how people are thinking that they look good the way that they're wearing their eyebrows. Sorry, it's just an opinion. If you have an opinion, give me a call at 657-383-0732. And I'm at blogtalkradio.com/create new order. You can find me, Jennifer Ryan, on my website at www.createneworder.com. And you can email me at solutions@createneworder.com as well. Thank you, bensound.com, for your music, the lead-ins, and the saying goodbye music, as well as our breaks, which we did not take today. And we're running low on time. So I'm going to wrap it up and let you know that coming up, we're going to start giving you a calendar of events of where you can find me. We have some announcements coming up. So remember to keep us on come on to the show and hit the follow button so that you get the reminders to join us again. Sign up on our newsletter through our website at www.createneworder.com and start finding out what your end game is. What are you working for? What are you looking forward to? And is your life the event every single day that you want it to be? Go out and practice something new, or pick up and begin again with something that you used to do that brought joy to your life. Thank you for joining me. This is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Lifestyle and Organizing Solutions Podcast. Join us next Sunday at 8 p.m. I'll be broadcasting from the beach once again in Lower Slower Delaware or Ocean City. I don't know. Tune in for Girl in Town, because we'll be touring everywhere. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and May 21st, 2017. Create New Order Lifestyle and Organizing Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone.